Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, you know what's not a keeper? UNRWA. They're not a keeper, and they were sent that message very, very clearly. The question is, what is the alternative? Well, Sean Sachs is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. He joins us this morning. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Morning, thanks, Howard. I'm very good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it's a big step, and of course the United Nations horrified, shocked, appalled, outraged, didn't see it coming, that Israel has cut ties with UNRWA. Of course, no surprise to anybody who actually follows the story. But did you actually think this was going to happen?
So from an Israeli perspective, we saw it coming. What I'm most surprised is that the United Nations is still in shock at this situation and the fact that they haven't prepared for it.
Because they seem to have ignored it. They certainly didn't deal with the fact that so many of the UNRWA employees were members of Hamas and participated in October the 7th and then ongoing kidnapping. You know, they didn't deal with that. Why would they deal with anything else, I suppose?
Well, I think that is part of the problem when it comes to the entire United Nations apparatus, is that they take no responsibility for failures. The most extreme case being the fact that you had all these UNRWA employees carrying out part of the October 7th massacre. But even if we go before, the levels of corruption in UNRWA and in various other United Nations apparatus are staggering. Even when we talk about what's going on in Lebanon, there's supposed to be a United Nations force there, also completely useless and doing nothing. And rather than deal with the shortcomings, the corruptions, even the murder involved, the United Nations just quite simply sweeps everything under the carpet and says, oh no, we didn't really know about this, and therefore we're not dealing with it. And that is what the situation where they're finding themselves in now with UNRWA, where potentially a lot of people are suddenly going to be out of work, and maybe a lot of people will not get the services that they need.
So what happens now?
Well, Israel has now officially sent a letter to the United Nations saying that within 3 months' time, all of their agreements with UNRWA will end. And this is very significant from an Israeli perspective, because this is the first major step that Israel should take with regards to UNRWA. So if you give me 1 minute, I'm just going to explain why Israel has an agreement in the first place. After Israel captured the territories of 1967, it found itself with a very large Palestinian population that it was not properly equipped to deal with.
Right.
But the United Nations in 1949 had already set up UNRWA, the United Nations Work Relief Agency, the same UN body that was meant to deal with Palestinian refugees. Now, Israel at the time, not wanting to deal with Palestinian refugees and provide them with the education services and sanitation and things like that, realized that UNRWA was best equipped to deal with it. And so they signed this agreement saying that as long as they coordinate everything through Israel, as long as Israel has the ability to inspect what is going on, and as long as Israel accepts the way UNRWA functions, UNRWA can continue its functioning and its services to Palestinian refugees in the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria.
Right.
But now, after over half a century, Israel has said, we shouldn't have done that because UNRWA is not doing its job properly. They're not coordinating with us, and they're making the situation worse. So we no longer are accepting them, their ability to function. And the problem is UNRWA doesn't know what to do. And unfortunately, neither does Israel. And that's kind of the double-edged sword with this whole thing, because the reality is we do have nearly 2 million Palestinians in the West Bank area that should be getting regular services, whether it's education, sanitation, food. And the United Nations has just developed the situation where everything is reliant on them rather than allowing the Palestinian population the ability to fend for themselves, to build up their own infrastructure, to build up their own institutions, to provide them with goods and services. Instead, they're just relying on international handouts and the fact that UNRWA will always be there.
So, and of course, because of the relationship between Israel and UNRWA and between Israel and the United Nations, this was hardly a productive conversation ahead of time to say, listen, we for us this is untenable, let's find an alternative.
Absolutely. Now, while Israel has been threatening this for years and finally they've made legislation, the United Nations have been even more to blame for this whole thing, because when they saw this coming, they should have immediately said, well, okay, UNRWA is no longer going to be a viable option, but there's the World Food Program, there's the World Health Program, there's the United Nations Children's Fund. While they are all UN bodies and many of them have problems, they could be replaced. There are opportunities for the UN to supplement UNRWA with other bodies that are less corrupt and less problematic. But UNRWA just refused to do. But the United Nations just refused to do this.
So, what is likely to happen?
What is likely to happen is that I think what's going to happen is that many of these goods and many of these services will be transferred over to the Palestinian Authority, and there will be an interim period where I think a lot of people are going to suddenly be shocked by the fact that they're not getting free handouts until both the Palestinian Authority and various UN bodies can pick up the slack. Many Palestinians are going to find that the stuff that they thought they were getting for free is suddenly not coming their way.
But the question of the very basic, the very, very basic humanitarian need?
I don't know what's going to happen with that exactly, but I think what we will discover is a lot of it was not very basic and not absolutely needed. Because the United Nations because UNRWA's count of refugees is also highly problematic, and how they register refugees is highly problematic. And nobody actually wants to let real people starve or not get their basic goods and services. So there is already, I'm assuming, behind the scenes, work going on between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to find out just how many people actually need to get these goods and services that they think they should get for free perpetually. I don't think anybody's going to be left out in the cold, but it's going to be a difficult time for a lot of people.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor, talking to us about UNRWA and the path ahead.